Good morning, everyone. It's been a while since I've done one of these, so I'm going to just jump right in. You know, the Lord has been speaking to me about faith and works and the law. While faith without works is dead, the law was given to govern us before Christ came. And after Christ came, we were released from that law. We fulfilled it, actually. We weren't necessarily released, but we were fulfilled by it. The problem with being under the law was just like a guardianship or being a child with parents. When you are going to inherit something, you have to live under the owner's rules until you are released to take control of it yourself. That's what a guardianship is. They govern you. They make sure that you're doing everything right. You know, parents, they make sure that their children do things right until you're up on your own. When you're up on your own, it's like that's when Christ has come into your life. You're now released from the law. The law was giving you instructions, teaching what was right and wrong, helping you to walk in an upright manner until you were fully listening to the Holy Spirit and walking holy and blameless according to His purpose and plan. But what happens a lot of times is we tend to want to stay at our parents' house. We want to live under their house, follow their rules, eat their food, and follow all that, but it's not the best for us. The best for us is to stand on our own two feet and get out in the world and experience life and do things on our own. It's the same way with Christ. Instead of living under the law, you should be standing up, walking in the grace given by Jesus, to make your own mistakes, to flourish or to fail, and Him pick you back up. It's just like the parent-child relationship. It's just like that. God wants so much for us. He gave us some firm instructions to follow when we were young. But when Christ came into our hearts, that opened us up to be able to walk boldly. So what I would encourage you today is to get in Galatians, and I would say start at Galatians 3 and read through it. He's redeemed us from the law. He has fulfilled the law in our hearts and now has put His Holy Spirit inside us to give us the instructions. We don't have to live to the letter of the law because that will make us crazy. But if we would do and just walk and trust the Lord, that's another problem in all this, is to trust the Lord. We want to go back to what is comfortable. We don't want to stand up and stand out on things that are uncomfortable or new. We're all afraid of change, regardless of whether we say we are or not. We're not all excited to go do something scary or do something that is out of our comfort zone. I know that there are people out there that do those things, but there's something still yet that scares them that they don't want to do. That's where God pushes us. That is where He pushes us. That's where He says, stand up, trust me, I will walk you through it. When we start faltering in our trust for the Lord is when we go back to that judgmental way of living that the law gave us. We start comparing everybody to the law. We start comparing ourselves to the law. So then we become angry and we become bitter and we become just yuck. We just become yuck. But when we realize that everybody is offered grace, then we can open ourselves up and take those chances with people, with situations, by opening ourselves up and allowing the Lord to work, by trusting the Jesus in us and the Jesus in the other person or the situation. Jesus is big enough to handle any of these situations. We have to just allow Him to. Perfect love casts out all fear. When we truly seek the Lord, He will calm our fears. When you are fearful, when you don't think that you can forgive, when you don't think that you can get past something, when you begin to realize that you're being super ugly to someone because that you're judging them to a standard they cannot uphold to, trust the Lord. Call out to Him. Cry out to Him and ask Him to change your heart. Ask Him to change your heart. But first, you make the choice to follow His word and trust. And then He'll figure everything out for you. If you, He's not going to do something in you that you don't want done. So you need to make that choice. You know, fear and love, they're almost brothers. Fear is not trusting God, and love is trusting God. And if you will love and choose to follow the way of the Lord and choose to operate the way of the Lord, then you will do well. It may not always feel good, but remember, feelings are not a choice. A choice is a brain-driven thing. You choose to forgive. You choose to walk on even though you don't want to. You choose to look for the Jesus in somebody else. You choose not to have the sharp tongue. That's why it says, choose this day whom you will serve. The Lord is calling out for us to make some choices. Our mind, will, and emotions will line up after we have made the choice, but we first must make that choice. Do not live in fear. Do not worry about what's going to happen. God is more than capable of taking care of us in every way. Choose to live holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. Choose to trust God in every situation. Have a great day, guys. Bye.